Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Steve again, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. Ted is the author of China Inc. That's one that we're talking about China this visit, and also his brand new book about the aging population of planet Earth. It's called Shock of Gray, and you can find all these wherever books are sold, folks. The China Inc. book, as I said, you know, Ted, I had dinner with some friends. Thanks again for hanging out with us, Ted, and I'm glad you're back safely from China. On your recent trip, I was having dinner with some friends last night, and I, you know, they started talking about China, and I started talking about your book.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, sometimes the book spooks me because the book was really, I got so lucky. I talked to so many smart people when I was reporting it that it has been a very, very good reflection of what's happened to China over time, and I actually saw some of those things when I was there. You know, in the book, I predict. You know, people are always asking me, why do Chinese people work so hard? Why do the cities seem so energetic? And I always said that, well, Chinese history is so variable over time. They had a very violent 20th century. People don't know how long this window of prosperity will last. So they work very hard to make the most of it. And I think a kind of desperation is setting in China right now where people feel that window of growth may be closing and they're a little less sanguine about their future.
Well, there's a recent report that I mentioned to you off the air that indicates that China's, 9-10% growth era is coming to an end over the next few years, and that they and India may settle down into a 4 or 5% a year growth mode. How's that going to sit with those guys?
Well, the legitimacy of the government there rests so strongly on two things. One is keeping order, and the other is the promise of prosperity, and that the circle of prosperity will continue to grow. And if that prosperity contracts, you're going to see a population that will wonder what's left of the government's legitimacy for them. And this will be a huge challenge. I never want to underestimate.
So that forecast of declining high growth periods could also be a forecast of the declining Communist Party in China.
Well, to forecast that they'll shift their strategy or look for legitimacy in some other way, they'll look for their legitimacy increasingly on keeping order.
Will they be able to sell that to 1.3 million people, billion, 1 billion of whom are basically disenfranchised?
I don't know. I really am loath to underestimate the power of that party to adapt. You know, look at the changes they've navigated over the last 30 years. It's pretty impressive. But the things that scare me are that they'll ratchet up nationalism, that they'll ratchet up the need for order. Instead of the economic promise, the promise will be we're standing between you and chaos.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have the ability. The party doesn't have the ability. If the natives wanted to leave the reservation, the party doesn't have the physical ability to keep them in line, does it?
Well, as we've seen, no country in the world has infinite ability to police a population that doesn't want it. We've seen the most brutal, violent, venal regimes come down in the last 2 years. So, in terms of China's state security apparatus, it's relatively small compared to the population, far smaller than that in the United States as a percentage of the population. The Communist Party itself only has 60 million members, which is a big number in terms of numbers, but in a country of 1.3 to 1.6 billion people. It's very, very small.
Right. So what did you see this time in your trip to China that was different from what you've seen before? What kind of trend are you seeing?
Well, I see a lot of bright young people who do not have jobs, university graduates. That's a circle I travel in. They're worried about their job prospects. their families have invested an enormous amount in getting them through university. For Chinese families, that's often a huge sacrifice, and the job market just isn't there for them. There's a kind of surliness in the commercial sector which wasn't there before. You know, a kind of, if we're not doing business, why are you wasting my time?
Oh, really?
Very, very new.
What happened to the relationship thing that we've heard so much about?
I think it's just colored by this kind of new nervousness.
Are you forecasting some kind of trouble in the next year or two, Ted?
I'm forecasting a change that will go from, you know, increasing openness to a kind of circling the wagons in China. And I don't know whether that will be, it'll either be more unrest or less freedom of movement in the private sphere.
And are you saying within the country or within their partners, their trading partners?
Within the country, of course, it will affect the trading partners. China.
So you're seeing this behavior with each other? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I see it in China, but I also see it in terms of, you know, how the Chinese government is getting much more assertive in terms of favoring Chinese firms.
Sounds like a little combination of xenophobia and protectionism happening again. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese government will always do what it feels is necessary for the country's overall prosperity, and right now it feels protectionism serves the prosperity of China overall.
This is very interesting, folks. Very interesting report. Ted, thank you for this outstanding report. When we come back, Ted's just gotten back from another, I'm not going to call it a third world country, but it's New York City, pretty crazy place. And right now, with what's going on Wall Street, you know, there's some pretty crazy stuff going on there too. And Ted's seen some of that. We're going to get him to tell us about that after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.